I'm with Chris Brown, the general manager of the Elves Club. We're at the clubhouse at the Elves Club. And Chris, this must be a wonderful feeling to be in this building because it's been a long time coming, hasn't it?
Certainly has, yes. It's a great feeling. We're finally operating from the building and looking forward to opening the course after overseeding the 2nd of November, which is this Friday. But yeah, the facilities here at the clubhouse are certainly an improvement on what we've been used to in this last 4 years.
So what have we got here at the clubhouse, Chris? It's a beautiful morning as I speak to you, the sun's shining, and the facilities are absolutely world-class, aren't they?
Well, the clubhouse itself is 60,000 square feet, very much Andalusian Mediterranean style, in keeping with the rest of the Victory Heights community. Inside the building itself, we have 261 restaurant, which is the Spike Bar here. Significant 261 being Ernie's lowest four-round total in the PGA Tour. We also have the Pro Shop, which is 1,600 square feet. Locker rooms, both ladies and gents. Inside the gents, we have 388 lockers, so quite a substantial size, certainly compared to what we're used to in the old clubhouse. We also have sauna, steam room, jacuzzi, and that is in ladies and the gents. Ladies slightly smaller, but still a significant size, 144 lockers. Obviously, we still have the outside area with the pavilion, which overlooks the golf course for food and beverage. And then next phase, which will be early in the start of 2013, will be the Big Easy restaurant, the Overlook Lounge, and the members' private lounge as well.
It's a great place for the residents of Victory Heights to actually come, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I think over the last 3 years, 4 years since we've been here, we've been seen by the community as a bit of a community centre, which is great. A lot of families come and use us for dining, and we're seeing a lot more golfers certainly coming in from Victory Heights, both socially and from a membership standpoint. So I think that's going to continue to grow as Victory Heights is growing as well. We have only a few more villas to sell throughout the second phase of Victory Heights, and the community is almost 100% occupied. So we're looking forward to really getting involved with the community and further developing some of the golf side of our business and also the social side of our business.
You mentioned about the golf side of your business. You had a little bit of a soft launch. You've had some events here already. How have people reacted to the facilities you've got?
Yeah, the reaction's been fantastic. We had our very first golf event here at the new clubhouse about 2 weeks ago, which was the Golf Digest Golf Day. Significant in the fact that Golf Digest are viewed as one of the best in the region, and of course they brought a lot of their sponsors and other golf facility managers. So it was a good testing time for us, and the feedback was phenomenal, particularly with the locker rooms and the quality of the club itself. So we're really excited to see that side of the business grow with events, and certainly from the feedback we had, we're hoping we're going to become one of the best clubs in the UAE.
It's a lovely place to sit and actually just relax, isn't it? Forgetting the golf for a second, you can just come here and the restaurant overlooks the 18th and the 9th, and it really is a spectacular setting, isn't it?
It is. We have a fantastic vista. You can see down the first actually as well from the pavilion. The 9th, of course, as you pointed out quite rightly, 18. So also in the background, on a clear day like it is this morning, we can actually see the marina as well. So coming up on a Thursday afternoon after a hard week of work, it's certainly going to be a nice place to relax and enjoy the settings and just enjoy what we have here at the golf club.
And Chris, tell us a little bit about the business facilities that we've got here at the Elves Club as well, because it's not just about a golf club as such, is it?
Yes, we have a meeting room and a boardroom. Business goes hand in hand with golf, as we all know, so it was a great addition to the clubhouse. So the boardroom is very intimate. It seats 10 people, and the meeting room can be split into two different sections, but ultimately roughly 100 to 120 packs in the meeting room. So that's another part of our business we've never really touched upon and is very new to the club, but based on our corporate members that we have at the club, we know that there is demand there certainly for meeting facilities at a club whereby you can also play golf and nip out on a Thursday afternoon, which will be a fantastic addition to our business.